Today's daf is my cotton daftes, and we are 6 lines from the top of daftes amid aleph, ude'ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha minolan. Today's daf's being learned as a schus refuah shalema for Shlomo ben Sarah Aliza, Avadia ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba ben Devorah, Devorah bas Mecha, Shmu ben Tehila, Avram ben Gittel Edel, Sar Nechama bas Rus Malka, Rafal Kahas ben Fega, Baruch ben Rachel, Chayim Malka bas Batsheva, Pinya Gittel, Bas Rachel Shendel, Meira Chava, Bas Shoshana, Yaakov Aaron Tzvi Ben Yuta, and Esther Kreindel Bas Devora. Today's daf is also being learned, Le'ilui Nishmas Doiv Beryl Ben Rabbi Yaakov David. So yesterday, we began the Mishnah, which discusses the halacha, Ein Noisim Noshim B'moy. A person is not allowed to get married on Chol HaMoed. And the truth is, it's a little counterintuitive, because you would think that there's nothing more Yontiv dig than getting married. Yontiv is a time that you're supposed to be besimcha. V'samachta b'chagecha. It's a mitzvah's essay d'oraisa. As a result, get married. Simchas chasim v'kala will now come together with simchas yontif, and you would think it's the most yontif digger thing you can do. Stating that, the Mishnah says it's something that is blatantly forbidden. Ein noisim nashim emoid. And the Mishnah says, like besulois, v'lay almanois, you can't even do yibum. And then the Mishnah says something even more perplexing. You want to know why? Mipnesha simcha hilai. The reason you can't do it is precisely because of the fact that it's going to cause you to be besimcha. Freak the Gemara. If it's going to cause you to be besimcha, that's a reason not to be able to do it on Yontif. That should be a reason that you should be able to do it on Yontif. And the Gemara gave 4 explanations to this halacha. We're going to recap the first 2. The first reason that the Gemara said, which is the most famous, which is going to be the topic of today's daf, Lefi she'ein ma'arvin simcha besimcha. It's precisely because if a person gets married, he's going to be so besimcha that you cannot get married on Chol HaMoed. Because on Yontif, on Chol HaMoed, a person's supposed to be besimcha, but he's supposed to be besimcha with the Yontif. It says in the Torah, v'samachta b'chagecha, medaf sich freyin mit the chag, mit the Yontif, with kutsha bericho. If a person gets married, of course he's going to be besimcha. But he's going to be besimcha beishtoi. He's going to be besimcha with his wife. And ein ma'arvin simcha besimcha, you're not allowed to make a taruvos. You can't combine simchas ishtoi together with simchas haregel. And it's for that reason, ein noisim noshim b'moy. The Gemara said another teretz that was similar, but not the same. And that is because we're afraid that if a person would get married, then he would be meiniach simchas haregel. And he would be Isaac besimcha zishla. He wouldn't be besimcha with the yontif at all. Instead, he would be Isaac exclusively with Simchas Ishtai. And even though the 2 terutzim sound similar, there's a not such subtle difference. And that is, the second teretz of the Gemara actually holds it's okay to be Ma'ariv Simcha v'Simcha. The issue is not that you're going to be Ma'ariv Simcha v'Simcha. The issue is that you're only going to be besimchas Ishtai. You're not going to be besimchas regal at all. The Simcha of getting married is going to overwhelm the Simcha of the Yontif. That's a problem. Meaning, if we knew that you would be besimcha both with the Yontif and with your wife, Adarabba, be Ma'ariv Simcha v'Simcha. It's going to enhance the simcha maybe. But being that we're concerned that the simcha of Ishtoi is so overwhelming that you're going to be maniach simcha saregel, that for sure is a problem, because without question, on some level, you have to be besimcha with the chag. In other words, we have a major machloikis amoyroim, whether ma'arvin simcha besimcha or whether ein ma'arvin simcha besimcha. The first man of the Gemara holds ein ma'arvin simcha besimcha. So the reason you can't get married on Yontif is simply because it's going to be another simcha. And even though maybe you'll still be besimcha with the Yontif, but now you're going to be besimcha with the Yontif and with your wife. Ein ma'arvin simcha besimcha. Second mandam of the Gemara holds you could be ma'ariv simcha besimcha. That in and of itself is not an issue. What then are we worried about? We're worried that if you're going to be besimcha with your wife, you won't be besimcha's regal at all. Oh, that's for sure a problem. You definitely have to be besimcha with the regal. You need to be ma'ariv simcha besimcha. That's something you can do either way. So we have the principle of ein ma'ariv simcha besimcha, and the Gemara begins on that note. What's the makar? What's the source to this halacha of ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha? And the Gemara gives us a very interesting makar. The pasuk says, and this is a pasuk in Melachim Aleph, it's perik ches, pasuk samach he. The context of the pasuk, the background to the pasuk, is Shloimeh HaMelech just completed building the first Beis HaMikdash. And it's time to make a Chanukas HaBayis. It's time to inaugurate the Beis HaMikdash. Now, the Beis HaMikdash was completed in Chodesh Cheshvan. We spoke out not so long ago. It was Chanukah raid that the Bnei Yisrael brings a Psikta Rabasi, that the Psikta Rabasi says that really the Chanukas Habayis could have been a Chodesh Cheshvan. It ended up being delayed, but at the same time, Hashem felt that he had a Chayv to pay back the Chodesh Mar Cheshvan, and he said that I'm going to pay back this Chayv with the Bayis HaShlishi Shetibana B'meira B'yameinu, and Binyan Bayis Shlishi is going to happen, ironically, on which Yontif? On the Yontif of Mar Cheshvan. But really, the Beis HaMikdash was completed in Chodesh Mar Cheshvan. At that point, there could have been a Chanukas Habayis. But Shlomo HaMelech pushed it off. He pushed it off until Sukkot's time. This pasuk describes exactly when the Chanukas Habayis happened. Vayash Shlomo Be'isahi HaSachak. Shlomo HaMelech at that time made Yontif. V'chol Yisrael Imoy. And all the Jews were with him. Kahol Gadol, very, very large group of people. Milavai Chamos and Nachal Mitzrayim. They literally were from sea to shining sea. Lefnei Hashem Alikeinu was done in the presence of Hashem. When was it? Shivas Yomim, 7 days. The Shivas Yomim, and then another 7 days. Arba Asayim, in total, it was 14 days. The Chanukas Habayis of the first Beis HaMikdash happened 7 days prior to Sukkot. So it was the 7 days leading up to Sukkot. Ches, Tes, Yud, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, and Yud Dalid of Tishrei. And then immediately afterwards, there were another 7 days, and that was the 7 days of Sukkot. So that yont of Sukkot was very, very special, because it wasn't just 7 days of Yontif, it was actually 14 days of Yontif. Says the Gemara, this Pasuk is the Makar that Eim Arvin Simcha V'Simcha. How so? Because if you're going to tell me that you can be married Simcha, so why did Shlomo HaMelech need to make 14 days of Yontif? Why did he make the Chanukas Habayis 7 days before Sukkot? He should have coincided the Chanukas Habayis, those 7 days, with the 7 days of Yontif. So it would have been 1 7 days, and it would have gone lahacha lahacha. It would have been the 7 days of Sukkot. It would have also been the 7 days of the Chanukas Habayis. Oh, must be Ein Ma'arvin Simcha V'Simcha. Simcha's Chanukas Habayis is one Simcha. Simcha's Yontif is another Simcha. And he didn't want to combine the two. This, says the Gemara, is the Makar, that Ein Ma'arvin Simcha V'Simcha. But the Gemara says, how do you know? The Vedoma Minto Le'natrinon. Maybe Shlomo HaMelech didn't want to push off the Chanukas Habayis. And it's for that, or maybe you can't. Maybe you can't push off the Chanukas Habayis to a point where you're going to end up being Ma'ariv Simcha B'Simcha. Meaning, you want to delay a Simcha to be Ma'ariv Simcha B'Simcha. That's not something that you could do. But V'Heichad Esrami of Dinan. But maybe if it would just so happen, it would be okay. Shlomo HaMelech pushed off. He delayed the Chanukas Habayis. So you want him to delay it to a time where you're going to have to be Ma'ariv Simcha B'Simcha? That's what the Gemara is saying is maybe not okay. But maybe V'Heichad Esrami of Dinan. But if it punked would happen to fall out that way, and that's just the way it would be, maybe in that case it's okay. So the Gemara says, you're right. You have a shtickle makar that ain't Ma'ariv Simcha B'Simcha. You have a makar that you wouldn't delay a Simcha if it means being Ma'ariv Simcha B'Simcha. But you don't see that if it just so happens that the chasana of punked fell out on Chol HaMoed, they not let him make a chasana. So the Gemara says, not true. You know why? Because he bailed the Shiure Porta. Because really, if Shlomo HaMelech held that really b'di'evit you could be Ma'ariv Simcha B'Simcha, if that's punked the way it falls out, so he could have, wink, wink, made it punk fall out. Could have left over a little bit of the Beis HaMikdash so that he would have completed building the Beis HaMikdash Sukkot's time. So like this, he'd be able to be Ma'ariv Simcha B'Simcha. Must be, you can never be Ma'ariv Simcha B'Simcha. But the Gemara says, I don't think that's a Tainik. It's Shiur bin Beis HaMikdash. Let me shayir inon. Who said you're allowed to be Mashiach from the Beis HaMikdash? That seems like an inappropriate thing to do. You're about to finish the Beis HaMikdash and now you're pushing off. You want to push off the Chanukas Habayis, that's one thing. But you want to push off completing the Beis HaMikdash? That's not something you could do. So the Gemara says, maybe, yeah. Maybe Baile the Shiur, but I'm he could have left out not an integral part of the Beis HaMikdash, but maybe he could have left out the Amakal Yoirev. So what is this? So Rashi says this was the roof of the Beis HaMikdash, which was an Amma, meaning it was like a slanty roof. So at the top, it was only an Amma wide. And what they would put there is, they used to put pegs and like little metal things that were protruding. So like this, birds wouldn't go and perch themselves there. So says the Gemara, Shlomo HaMelech didn't have to leave out an important part of the Beis HaMikdash. He could have left out the Amma Kal Yoirev. That would have been enough that right now the Beis HaMikdash was not completed. And therefore, you'll make that finish Sukkot's time, and you'll go make the Chanukas Habayis on Sukkot. So the Gemara says, no, Amakal Yoirev, Tzorich Binyan Habayis. So what do you mean? If the Amakal Yoirev is there, it's there for a reason. It means it's Chashuv. And if we're telling you that you can't be Meshayer from the Beis HaMikdash, you wouldn't be able to be Meshayer that either, says the Gemara. In other words, what's the point? The point is that you see from here maybe a little bit of a Makar that Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. But all you see is that Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha in the sense that you can't push off a simcha to be ma'ariv simcha b'simcha. Do you see from here that you can never be ma'ariv simcha b'simcha? No. Again, if the whole makar is Shlomo HaMelech didn't have two simchas that punk coincided. Shlomo HaMelech finished building the Beis HaMikdash and Chayitish Chayishman. He pushed it off. If you want to delay it now, almost a full year, until when? Until be ma'ariv simcha b'simcha, that's in ma'ariv simcha b'simcha. But maybe if a couple gets married and they're planning a chasana, the way you always plan a chasana, it just so happens that one of the optional dates are Chol HaMoed, maybe you would be able to do it. So the Gemara says, must be the makar or something else. The makar is not the story of Shlomo HaMelech, but there's a makar in the story of Shlomo HaMelech that we know. Because it's an extra pasuk, Mechti. It says, it says that the simcha was 14 days, and then it says it was 7 days and 7 days. Obviously, if it was 7 and 7, back of the envelope arithmetic, it was 14. So why would it have to say both Shema Amino, Hani Luchod, Vahani Luchod? You know what the pasuk is saying? It was 14 days of celebration, and 7 and 7, because we had no right to mix these two. That's the makar to Eimar and Simcha b'Simcha. So how do we know Eimar and Simcha b'Simcha? We learn it from Shlomo HaMelech. What do you see by Shlomo HaMelech? The Chanukah Habayis happened from Ches Tishrei through Yud Dalet Tishrei, 7 days leading up to Sukkot, and then immediately following, there were another 7 days of Yontif. Why didn't Shlomo HaMelech just put it all together? Must be, it's because Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. So we just mentioned the Chanukah Habayis of Shlomo HaMelech for a reason, the makar to the halacha of the day, which is Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. The Gemara now is going to digress. Amar Aparnuch, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Aparnuch said in the name of the great Rabbi Yochanan, Oysa Shana, that year, the year the Chanukah Habayis, Le'asi Yisrael Asiyem HaKippurim, the Yidden did not observe Yom Kippur. Now, why didn't they observe Yom Kippur? Because if they celebrated Ches Tes, Yud, Yud Alf, Yud Bez, Gimel, Yud Dalet, that means they celebrated Yud, Yud Tishrei as Yom Kippur. So the Gemara said, Rabbi Yochanan said, that year the Yidden didn't celebrate Yom Kippur. And the Yidden were very worried. And they said, Shemin is Chayvu, Seinem Shal Yisrael Kloya. Maybe they were Chayiv Misa. Yotza Baskel came out. V'Amar Levin told him, Kulchem Mizumanim L'Chayi Oilam Abba. You have nothing to worry about. There was a Baskel that came out and said that all the Yidden that violated Yom Kippur, and even though if someone violates Yom Kippur, he's Chayiv Karas, but there was a Baskel that said everyone's going to be Mizum L'Chayi Oilam Abba. My Darish, the Gemara says, what was the basis for them to violate Yom Kippur? I mean, it seems like it was okay, but what was the basis to do it? Amru kal v'chaymer. They made a kal v'chaymer. This was the kal v'chaymer. Ma Mishkan she'in p'dushas k'dushas oilam. Madach the Mishkan, which was not Kaddish Kedushas Olam. The Mishkan was Kaddish, and the Yidden had the Mishkan for hundreds and hundreds of years. 40 years in the Midbar, 369 years in Shiloh, 14 years in Gilgal, it was in Naiv, it was in Givon, right? So there was a very, very, almost 500 years that the Yidden had a Mishkan. But at the same time, it was in Kedushas Olam. The Kedusha was not Kedushas Olam, it was a temporary Kedusha. The Karbin Yachid, Daicha Shabbos, and still you see by the Chanukah HaMishkan, Karbin Yachid was Daicha Shabbos. What's this referring to? The Chanukah HaMishkan, the Nesiim brought Karbanos. We read it in Parshas Nasai, by Yemarishen, by Yemasheni, right? It chazits itself over again and again and again. But we know that the Nesiim brought Karbanos by the Chanukah HaMishkan. Now, the Kiddush of the Mishkan was not so Kaddish. Ein Kiddushas Kiddushas Olam. The Karbanos that the Nesiim brought were Karbanos Yachid. That's, as far as Karbanos go, less Kaddish. And it was Daicha Shabbos, which is so chamer, because if someone's mechal Shabbos, he's chayiv skilo. So the kal v'chomer was mikdash, as it relates to the Beis HaMikdash, the Chanukah HaMikdash, the Kedushas HaKedushas Olam, which number one is more Kaddish than the Mishkan. It's Kedushas Olam. The Karban Tzibur, and not just that, the Karbanos that they brought were Karbanos Tzibur. Shlomo HaMelech's Karbanos were not the Karbanos that the Nesiim brought. Those were Karbanos Yachid. These are Karbanos Tzibur. The Yom HaKippurim, and they didn't violate Shabbos. What they violated was Yom Kippur, which is only Anish Karis, Ein Bein Shabbos Liyom HaKippurim, the Mishnah in Masechtas Megillah. So all it is Anish Karis, which is less chamer than Skidah. Like Holshkein, certainly that's something that should be able to be okay. So they said that Madach the Nesiim were Doicha. Madach, they were Mechal Shabbos to bring their Karbanos. So Kal v'chomer, we should be able to be Mechal Yom Kippur. And what's the Kal v'chomer? It's a three-prong Kal v'chomer. I mean, there's three reasons why they felt that what they were doing was more kuladig than what the Nesiim did. Number one, the Nesiim were operating in the Mishkan. They're operating the Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash is more Kaddish than the Mishkan. Number two, the Nesiim's Karbanos were Karbanos Yachid. They're bringing Karbanos Tzibur. And then finally, Nesiim were Mechal Shabbos. They're only being Mechal Yom Kippur. So the Gemara says, Ela Mai HaYudayim. Okay, it sounds like they had a great cheshbon. So why were they worried? You let a darshan a Kal v'chomer. It's one of the Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah Nedreshes, Ben. So what was the problem? No, because the Kavach HaYomer would only allow them to bring karbonos. Letzorech Gavaya. You want to be Mechal Yom Kippur LeGavaya? Yeah, that you could do. But Letzorech Hedyet, for you to be able to start eating? They were eating. That's not something you could do. So the Gemara says, Hachin Nami Me'ever La'avdu, Mechal Lo Yenechal. So why take it today? They should have just brought karbonos. If that's what the Kavach HaYomer was, so the Gemara says, Ein Simcha B'Le'achil V'Shtiyah. Because they felt that if you have to be B'Simcha, then you have to eat. Ein Simcha El B'Achil V'Shtiyah. And that was already a little bit of a leap of faith, and that's where they started getting a little insecure. They started second guessing themselves, and therefore v'hayu dagim. So really, they made a kal v'chaymer, but they were dagim because they weren't 100% sure that kal v'chaymer was a good kal v'chaymer, and it's for that reason they were afraid. What was the pius? What finally appeased them? There was a baskel that came out and said, "Kulchem mizumanim l'chayyoy l'mabah." Says the Gemara, "Mishkan d'dachi Shabbos minon." So we just said that when the Nesiim brought karbanos by the Chanukas HaMishkan, they even brought karbanos on Shabbos. It's a chiddush. It was a karban yachid, and they brought it on Shabbos. How do you even know that? It's not mafurish in the Torah. Maybe because if you go through the Nesiim, that was Nachshon ben Aminadav, says he brought his carbon. And then it says, Yemashani, Shlishi, Revi, Chamishi, Shishi, Shvi. It says Yemashvi. It sounds like 7 days straight they brought carbonos. So somebody brought a carbon on Shabbos, but the Gemara says, Domo Shvi, the carbonos. Maybe the seventh doesn't mean the seventh day of a week. Doesn't mean the seventh day in succession. Maybe it just means the seventh day that carbonos were brought, but maybe there were really no carbonos brought on Shabbos. Omrav Nachman, Yitzchak, Makra. It's the Makaris. It says, Biyoim Ashtei Asar Yoim. Ma Yoim. Or the word, second word, yoim is extra, and we darshin, just like yoim is kulei ratzuf, it's straight, meaning a day is a day, af ashtei asar, kulan ritzufin, so to the 11 days were ritzufin, it was 11 days in succession. So you see that there was no break in between. Faith the Gemara, how do you know? V'duma yomin haruyin, maybe it's still yomim haruyin. Maybe the 11 days are not 11 days in succession, but 11 days that you could have brought it. So Mar says, ksiv krachin, this is a second pasuk. It says, b'yoim shneim asar yoim, again. So it says, b'yoim, b'yoim, ma yoim. So too, again, it's the same draft. Maybe it's the same dichoy. Maybe it means 12 days that you could have brought karbanos, they brought karbanos. Just like we just said a second ago, 11 days means 11 days that you could have brought karbanos, you brought karbanos. No, it's the Gemara says, then you wouldn't need two psukim. I need a drasha b'yoyim ashtei aser yoyim and b'yoyim shneim aser yoyim. It's redundant. Why did Torah have to tell it to me twice? So once to tell me ritzufais, but not just ritzufais, literally every single day, even on Shabbos, and that's how they knew, these Yidden, at the time of Shlomo HaMelech, that the carbon of the Nesiim was Doicha Shabbos, and once they knew it was Doicha Shabbos, so they made a whole Kal V'chaymer to say that Hu Adin, the carbonus that they're bringing, should be Doicha Yom Kippur. Says the Gemara, Umikta Shadoicha Yom Kippur Minol. How do we even know this? Meaning, we have a Messiah, a Parnuch said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that Oysa Shana Le'osi Yisrael Es Yom HaKippurim. But is there a makar anywhere in the pasuk? The Gemara says there actually is a makar in the pasuk. So says the Gemara, "Mikta shadoich yamik burmina ilamim d'chsev arbasa yoyim." Is it from the fact that it says 14 days? Maybe 14 days doesn't mean 14 days in a row. Maybe the 14 days that the pasuk is referring to is 14 days that they could have done it. Obviously not Yom Kippur, because Yom Kippur they had a fast. The Gemara says, "Gomra yoyim yoyim mehasam." We learn yoyim from Chanukas Habayis to yoyim from the Chanukas HaMishkan, and just like the Yoyim of the Chanukas HaMishkan was every single day in succession, so too the Yoyim of the Chanukas HaBayis was every single day in succession as well. Just one Ha'ara before we go weiter, and that is, we've mentioned a few times over the years, a Sephorna. The Sephorna is in the beginning of Parshas Pekudei. It's a very nice Samara Malkim. The Sephorna says that just like we know, the first Beis HaMikdash was more Kaddish than the second Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara says it in Yuma Chafal of Amadeus, that there were five things that were lacking in Bayis Sheini that the Yidden had during Bayis Rishon. One of them was the Shechina, they didn't have the Arin, the Luchais, but there were five things that Bayis Sheini didn't have that Bayis Rishon did have. So Bayis Rishon was for sure more Kaddish than Bayis Sheini. There's many, many Makairis to that. Says the Sephorna, in the same vein, the Mishkan was more Kaddish than Bayis Rishon. He gives a few reasons, Ayin Sham, but one of the things that the Sephorna says is that the Gemara says in Masechta Soita, Daf Tes Amud Aleph, that when Nebuchadnezzar and Nebuzradin and the Babylonian army, they entered the first Beis HaMikdash and they took with them all the Kalim and they brought them back to Bavel. So Chazal say that one of the things they didn't take was the Atzei Shittim. The Gemara says, Atzei Shittim Oimdim. That's what the pasuk refers to the Atzei Shittim as. And what does it mean, Oimdim? Forever and ever and ever. That no one ever touched and put their hands on it. So what happened to it? The Gemara says it sunk into the ground miraculously and they got saved. But says the Sephorna, it wasn't just the Atzei Shittim. Really, it was everything of the Mishkan. A lot of Moshe Rabbeinu's Kelim from the Mishkan were in the Beis HaMikdash. And all of Moshe's Kelim were not touched by the enemy. The only thing they were able to take, put their hands on, were things that Shlomo HaMelech built. But anything that Moshe Rabbeinu built, they weren't able to. Why? Because it had more Kedusha. So the Sephorna says that the Mishkan had more Kedusha than Bayis Rishon, just like Bayis Rishon had more Kedusha than Bayis Sheni. At first glance, it would seem to be Tzarechin from the Gemara that we just learned. Because the Gemara is making a Kal V'chomer. The Gemara says that Madach, the Nesiyim, were able to bring their Karbonos by the Chanukah Sabayis of the Mishkan. Kal V'chomer. They felt they were able to bring Karbonos and celebrate the Chanukah Sabayis on Yom Kippur. Why is it a Kal V'chomer? Three reasons. But one of the reasons, the first reason the Gemara gave was, is because the Mishkan is more kuladig than the Mikdash. So you see clearly that the Gemara is of the opinion that the Mishkan has less Kedusha than the Mikdash, which is exactly the opposite of what the Sephorna famously says in the beginning of Parshas Pikudei Ayin Sham. Zok the Gemara Vayta. So what happened? So the Yidin, they celebrated 7 days from Ches Tishrei through Yudal Tishrei leading up to Sukkot. Then they had 7 days of Sukkot. So this was 14 days of Yontif. But the first 7 days coincided with Yom Kippur. So what do you mean? What'd they do? No, they ate, they drank, they pravit mamish Chanukas Habayis. It was Yontif in Yom Kippur. The Gemara says they were very worried afterwards. They realized maybe they made a mistake. So the Gemara says, what's the makar to this? Rabbi Yochanan said this, but again, where's Rabbi Yochanan taking this from? What was his makar? The Tani Tachlifo. It says, "Bayei Mashmini Shilach Esa'am." On the eighth day, Shloimeh HaMelech sent the nation away. So 7 days, and then 7 days, and on the eighth day, he sent them home. Vayevarchu Es HaMelech, Vayelchu Lo Yaleim. So the king blessed them, and they went back to their tents. Smeichem, they were happy. The toive lev, their heart was in a good place. Al kol ha-toive asha'asa Hashem, l'david avdayu li-Yisrael amai. And they were so besimcha for all the toive that Hashem did for David HaMelech, and for all the toive that Hashem did for the Bnei Yisrael. So the Gemara says that tachlifa darshan the pasuk as follows. What does this all mean? It says that they went home l'ayaleim. Okay, they went back to their tents. Shahochu matzu neshein b'tahayra. They all came home and they found their wives were tahar. They weren't tomei tumas nida. Smeichin, they were besimcha shenenu mizivashchina, because they were zoicha to be nenu from the zivashchina during the yontif. V'toyve lev shekol echad re'echad nesabra ishta b'ben zacher. Every person's wife gave birth or became pregnant with a boy. Akol atoyva shiotza baskov amr lehem kulchem mizumanim l'chaye ha'oylam apa. And that's how we know this. Says the Gemara, the David avdoyu l'Yisrael ami. Bishlami l'Yisrael ami d'achud l'avayin yom kippur. Bishlami, they were all happy for what Hashem did for Yisrael ami. It's related to what we just said. They were forgiven for the fact that they violated Yom Kippur. El David avdoy mahi. What is David HaMelech coming? David HaMelech wasn't alive at this point. This is Shlomo HaMelech building the Beis HaMikdash. Vu kumt arayin David to this episode. Amr Rav Yudah my Rav. Rav Yudah said the name of Rav. Shash b'gi Shlomo l'hach tesar on the Mikdash. Which Shlomo HaMelech wanted to bring the Aron into the Beis HaMikdash. Dov kusha Aron zelozeh. So the gates, they attached themselves to each other. And Shlomo HaMelech's trying to open up the gates and of the Heichel and couldn't open it. Amr Shlomo Esrim va'arba renonos. So Shlomo HaMelech said over 24 renonos, 24 songs for Loi Nana, but it didn't work. Pasach va'amar, and then Shlomo HaMelech uttered the immortal words, Su'u sha'arim rasheichem, v'hinasu pischei oylam v'yavei melech hakavoy, for Loi Nana, and it still didn't answer. The door still didn't open. They were still locked. They were jammed. Kivin sha'amar, when Shlomo HaMelech said, Hashem Elokim, Hashem, Al Toshev Pinei Meshichecha Zachra Lechazdei David Avdecha. You remember my father David, don't do it in my schus. Don't do it in the schus of the Yidden, but do it in the schus of David. Mi'anen. Immediately the tefillah was answered. Immediately the doors opened up. At that time, Nehefchu Pnei Soine David, Kishule Kedair, all the people that hated David HaMelech. Apparently those people were out there. So all the people that hated David HaMelech, their faces suddenly turned black like the bottom of a pot. V'yadu HaKoyel, and everybody was made aware very clearly, Shemach LeHakadosh Baruch Hu Al Oisei Oven. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu had just forgiven David HaMelech Al Oisei Oven, of course referring to the Oven of Bat Sheva and Uriah Achiti, and this was a sign from Shemayim that David HaMelech was forgiven. So that's why the Pasuk says that they were besimcha not only for what Hashem had done to them, but they were also besimcha for what Hashem had done to David HaMelech. What did Hashem do for David HaMelech? Because actually at this point, there was a major, major maimed, and it became very, very clear that Hashem had forgiven David. Why? Because they're trying to bring the Aron into the Heichal and it won't open the Heichal. And finally, what caused it to open? What caused it to open was David HaMelech. Zachra. And remember, Lechazdei David Avdecha, and that's when it opened. It must be that Hashem had forgiven David HaMelech. We don't really have time, but just one knach to add to this Gemara is the psikta that we mentioned earlier. The psikta that says that really Shlomo HaMelech finished building the Beis HaMikdash in Chodesh Cheshvan. But it was pushed off, it was delayed, the Chanukah Sabayis ended up happening in Chodesh Tishrei. So if you go through that psikta Rabasi, it's Parsha Vav Ois Hey. So if you go through it, the psikta talks about this event, which is very much me'inyan le'inyan to the Gemara that we're learning right now. So listen to one line. So Shlomo HaMelech finished building in Chodesh Cheshvan, but he decides that he's going to push it off a little bit. Fahoyu hakol milam le'in al Shlomo. Everybody was milam le'in. It's not a good thing. Loimar, and they were saying, Loi b'noshel Batsheva, isn't he the son of Batsheva? Heich HaKadosh Baruch Hu mashu shchinosu l'toich ma'isei adam. How is it possible that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going... They thought that the reason the Beis HaMikdash wasn't being built right away, they see this building, this magnificent temple. It's ready to be worshipped. So what's going on? So how come there's no Chanukah Sabayis? How come there's no Karbonis being brought here yet? It's being pushed off. So you know what the Litzani Adar said? They were Malamlin. They were saying, I know what's going on over here. This is Shlomo HaMelech. You know who Shlomo HaMelech's mother is? Batsheva. His father is David HaMelech. There's a little history over there. And they were saying, they were suggesting that that's why it's not happening. Now they didn't know the truth, says the psik, that there was a cheshbon of why it was being pushed off. Because of Tishrei, Naldu Avos, Ayin Shav. But says the psik, you know what people were saying to Litzani Adar? Loi b'nosha Batsheva hu? Heich HaKadosh Baruch Hu mashrei shchinosei l'toich ma'isei yadav. You know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did? You know what Hashem did? At that point, Shlomo is trying to bring the Aron in. And the Aron is not going in. And he's trying to get Nishtarayin. Until finally he says a tefillah. He says, Hashem Elokim, al tashei p'nei m'shichecha. Forget about me. Zachra l'chazdei David avdecha. You remember David HaMelech? Don't you remember David? And all of a sudden it opens up. And you know what everybody realized? Everybody realized that HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgave David HaMelech al oisei oven. And all the Soinei David. Who were the Soinei David? Probably the same people that were Malamlin on Shlomo HaMelech. And they were saying, Loi b'nosha Batsheva hu? And they were all quieted. So this Maisa, this is Shlomo HaMelech's Beis HaMikdash. And it seems like there's an element of people that are trying to undermine the Beis HaMikdash. You know, they're undermining the Beis HaMikdash. They're undermining the Beis HaMikdash with this cheshbon of Loi b'nosha Batsheva. So what did Hashem do at that time? He quieted everybody. All of a sudden they became Kishulei Kedera. That was the end of them. And all the Soinei David, they were quieted once and for all. Meaning, Pasha, you read the Gemara, why are we getting David HaMelech famished in this? What does David have to do with anything? This is the time for to forgive. Oh yeah, you want a Paschal that says Hashem forgave the Yidden? They just ate on Yom Kippur. That would be nice. So we'd like to know what the story is. They were Dayagin, they were worried, they were anxious like this. They knew what the truth was. But who come to the Maisef and David and Batsheva? Agav Urchi? It's like a bechin of Ein Marv and Simcha B'Simcha. Why are we getting involved with the Simcha of David when we're dealing with the Simcha of Klal Yisrael? The teretz is because this was Nogeya. This is pertinent right now because these Soinei David are standing there like I told you so. You see, this is not happening. That's why you pushed it off. Heich HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashrei Shchinosei L'toich Ma'isei Yadav. You know what happened? The joke was on them. Not only was the Eibush the Mashrei Shchinosei, it was Davka through David. And that was the Zachar L'Chazdei David. Maybe that Psikta Rabasi is the rest of the story. To this Gemara here, my cotton daf tesam and alf. So we're going to end today's daf with some divrei agada. We'll cut it a little bit short and come back to the story with a little bit of raid. But for now, we have a dvar agada. Rabbi Yonasan ben Asmoy, Rabbi Yehuda ben Gerim. Tanu parshas nadan be Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Rabbi Yonasan ben Asmoy, Rabbi Yehuda ben Gerim. They were both Talmud of the Halakha Tanu Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. And they were learning Masechtas Nedarim by Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Ifta minei b'urta. And at night, they left. They gezegen sich. They said, we're leaving. L'safer, the next morning, they came back to the Rebbe, and they said, Rebbe, we want a gezegen sich. Amadus, he told of laf after risu mini b'urta. You already gezegen sich last night. Why are you gezegen sich now again? Amalei, they told him, l'madatana rabbeinu, Rebbe, we learned it from you. You taught us the following. Quote, Talmud sheniftami rabbi, a Talmud that goes away from his Rebbe, v'lom ba'isah ha'ir, but he ends up sleeping in the city of the Rebbe that night. So, you gezegen sich with the Rebbe in the evening. And then, you end up staying the night in the city where the Rebbe is. Sarach li poter mimenu pamacheres. You have to gezein gezich again. Shenemar. Now you know it from Shleim HaMelech. That's what we're talking about. This by Hashmini shilach hasam vayif baruch as HaMelech. So on the eighth day, which was Shmini Atzeres, Shleim HaMelech sent everybody away. He gave them brachas. Everyone was besimcha. David, Yisrael, Baskel, Zuman al chayo elam haba. He gezegen sich, fixiv. And then the next day, it says, Ubayoyim esrim v'shloisha, that's Isruchag, l'chaydesh ha-shvi, shilach ha-sam, again he gezegen sich, elam ikan l'tamban lifta mirabi, v'lam ba'yisir, you see from here, that being that people stayed in the city, tzarech li'patru mena pa'macheres, they have to gezegen sich again. Amalei lebrei, so Rav Shimon ba'yichoy has these two talmidim, Rabbi Yonasan ben Asmoy, and Rabbi Yehuda ben Gamer. So he turns to his son, and he says, p'nei adam alolu anoshim shal tzurem. You should know, these two people, they're anashim shatzura. Rashi says they're anashim chachamim. They're very wise people. Zil gabeya and delavarcha. Go to them, ask them for a bracha. So the Gemara says, Rav Shimon Ba'yichai's son goes to these two yidin, and he wants a bracha. So imagine, Rav Shimon Ba'yichai is telling his son, go to them for a bracha. So Azal, he went, Ashkachtin with Karami Kraya Dadi. He saw they were learning. And what were they learning? Old school. They were learning Mishle. And they were asking a kasha between two psukim. One pasuk says, Paleis mago raglecha, the choldrachecha yukoinu. Because there's another pasuk that says, Eirachayim pentafaleis, no'u maglo yisel loiseda. So what's the steer? What does this psukim even mean? Paleis mago raglecha means that a person should weigh and measure a mitzvah before he does it. So for example, if you have two mitzvahs in front of you, don't just indiscriminately do whatever mitzvah, but rather you should make a cheshbon. Which is the bigger mitzvah? That's the mitzvah you should do. Eirachayim pentifales means, Eirachayim pentifales, you're supposed to make cheshbonos? You just do a mitzvah, don't make any cheshbonos. So which one is it? Are you supposed to try to do the bigger mitzvah, or do you just do any mitzvah that comes your way? So he said, like, kasha, kamen mitzvah, shef shalas leis alidei acherim, kamen mitzvah, shef shalas leis alidei acherim. One is talking about a mitzvah that someone else could do. If someone else could do the other mitzvah, then you might as well do the bigger mitzvah. If, however, the other mitzvah nobody else is going to be able to do, so then that's the mitzvah you should do. Hadar yasif v'kami bayilu. Then they were discussing another shnai. Look, the pasuk says, yikari him epninim, v'chol chafa, tzecha lo yishvu. It's referring to ta'ira. Ta'ira is yikari epninim. It's more precious than pearls and diamonds. The chol chafa tzecha la yishvuba. You know what it sounds like? Your things, chafa tzecha, your personal things is la yishvuba. They don't compare, they don't equate to the Torah. Ha chefzei shemayim yishvuba. But it sounds like something that's chefzei shemayim, something that's a ruchniyistige thing. Yeah. As if to say, Torah is more chashiv than all your personal things, but not the mitzvahs. So for example, if I'm learning Torah, now a mitzvah comes my way. Stop doing the Torah and go do the mitzvah. Fixiv, there's another pasuk that says, Kol chafotzim lo yishvuva. It doesn't say chafotzecha. Kol chafotzim, and it sounds like afilo chafzei shamayim lo yishvuva. It sounds like even chafzei shamayim. So which one is it? Is it only chafotzecha, or is it kol chafotzim? So the Gemara said, they said the same teretz. Kamen mitzvah shef shal asoiz le'achim. Kamen mitzvah shef shal asoiz le'achim. So a person's in the middle of learning, and all of a sudden a mitzvah comes his way. If someone else could do the mitzvah, kol chafotzim lo yishvuva. Even a mitzvah is lo yishvuva. You continue learning Torah. However, if there's no one else that's going to be able to do the mitzvah, then you have to do the mitzvah. Al zeh ne'emar kol chafotzim. But if it's Chefzei Shamayim, you're obligated to stop learning Torah and to go do the mitzvah. Either way, so Rav Shimon Ba'yichai's son just came to these two Yidden, these Talmidim of Rav Shimon Ba'yichai, Rabbi Yonasan ben Asmoy and Rabbi Yehuda ben Gamer. Why did he go to them? For a bracha. So he overhears them talking and learning, and finally they finish learning. So they turn to him and they say, Amrulay, my boy is Hacha. Why are you here? Amalahu. So he told them, the Amrali Abba, my father told me, Zil Gabayu Dil Varchucha. He said, we should come to you, we should take a bracha. Amrule, he said, you want a bracha? Here's a bracha. He said, Yehei Rava, it should be the will of Hashem, the Tizra of Le Techzan. You should plant, but you shouldn't reap. Meaning, you should sow, you should acker, you should flounce, you should do everything in the field. But when it comes time to be Berina Yiktsayru, there should be nothing there. Ta'ayil, he said, you should export for Le Tepuk, get nothing in return. Tepuk, you're going to import for Le Ta'ayil. And then he told him, your house should be destroyed. You should have to go stay somewhere. Your table should be all samished. You shouldn't have a shana rishayna. Either way, this was the bracha. So the Gemara says, when he went back to his father, so his father, Rav Shimon, said, did you get a bracha? So he said, not only didn't I get a bracha, all he did was mitzayir me. So he said, my amrulach, what did he say? So he said, hachi v'hachi, amruli. Explain to him. He said, this was the bracha. They repeated it verbatim. Rav Shimon told him, I want you to know everything they told you was really a bracha. And let me explain. He said, Tizrav leitechza. You know what he meant to say? That you're going to plant, but you're not going to cut. Toilet bonim, you're going to have children. Tizra means children. Zera shel kayomo. V'lo yomusu, they're not going to die. You're not chalila going to be koitzer. They're not going to be niktzar yomov. Ta'ayo v'lo tepuk. What does it mean, ta'ayo, that you're going to bring in v'lo tepuk? You're not going to send out? What is ta'ayo kalosa? V'lo yomusu benach. You're going to bring in a daughter-in-law, but your son is not going to die. The lifkun, that he should have to leave. What does it mean, tepuk v'lo ta'ayo? What he means to say is toilet bonsa, v'lo yomusu guvrayo. That your children are going to have daughters and they're going to leave. They're not going to come back because they're going to end up living and they're going to have, they're going to be ma'irich yomim. They're not going to come back to you. What do you mean to say by that? Your house should be destroyed and you should end up staying in a hotel? He said, no. This world, Olam Haza, is considered the ushpiza. Right? You are a guest in this world. But the next world, that's the bias. How do you know that? The pasuk says, kirbam, batemoy lo'olam, al tikri kirbam ela kivram. So the kaver, olam haba, proverbially speaking, that's your real house, not this house. And this is what he was saying. He was saying that your house should be destroyed. You don't want to be by the kaver yet, and you should be a guest. Meaning you should remain in olam haza. Levalvul psoirech, what do you mean to say that your table should be a mess? Bebani ubansi, you should have a lot of children that are making a big gerida. And what do you mean to say that you shouldn't have shana rishayna like Thomas Intach? Your wife shouldn't die, but like tins of intzachrit, like this, you're not going to have to get married again and have a shana rishayna all over again. Either way, so Rav Shimon Yochai said they weren't giving you klolas. Really, they were giving brachas, right? So the question is, why didn't they just give him a bracha? So there's different pshatim, but the riff on the side of the Ein Yaakov says is because these talmidim wanted that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai's son should not properly understand the bracha, so that he would go back to his father, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, and Rav Shimon Bar Yochai would interpret the bracha. And where Rav Shimon Bar Yochai would interpret the bracha, now his son would get the bracha not just from then, but from Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. So as if they were saying, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, the Tata sent you to us for a bracha, we feel like, who are we to give a bracha? They're being machshiv Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. And they're saying, go back, this is the bracha. Your father will explain to you what it means. It's like this, they got the bracha, not just from the Talmid of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, but they got it from Rav Shimon Bar Yochai as well. Rav Shimon Chalafto, if the Minei de Rebbe. On this, Rav Shimon Chalafto once left Rebbe. Amalei Lebreis, Rebbe told the son, Zilugabe de Levarchuch. Rebbe tells the son, go to Rav Shimon Chalafto and chap a bracha. Amalei said, this was the bracha. Yerava de loy tevayesh, the loy says by, you shouldn't embarrass anybody. And you yourself should not be embarrassed. Simar says, when he came back to his father, so what did he tell you? I wanted a bracha, I'm going to be a lamdin. This is the bracha, I shouldn't be embarrassed. So, I got milim ba'alma. Amalei, so Rebbe told him, mili da'alma, barchech, bebirchus of the birchen kutcha brichel Yisrael. They gave you the bracha that the Eibishter gives. V'tanobe. And not only did he give you the bracha, but he gave it to you tzimtzveitamol, the way the Eibishter gave it tzimtzveitamol. The pasuk says, v'achaltam achal v'savaya, v'hilaltem eshem Hashem alekechem asher osa imachem v'hafli v'lo yevoishu ami lo'ilo v'yedatem ki b'kerev Yisrael ani v'ani Hashem alekechem v'inoid v'lo yevoishu ami lo'ilo since v'etemo. That you see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the same bracha, and this is the bracha that he's giving you. Now what's the pshat in the bracha? Right, the bracha, not to be embarrassed, I understand. He said, lo'y tevayesh, don't embarrass, v'lo'y tesbayesh. So Rashi says that if a person embarrasses somebody else, he's more likely to end up being embarrassed. It's just the way Hashem runs the world. So therefore, what he was telling him was, is that you should embarrass, and by you not embarrassing, this will be your shmira, that you yourself should not be embarrassed either. So two ha'aras related to today's daf. The first ha'ara is, so the daf began with the mekar to the halacha that everybody knows, and that is ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. And the Gemara says, how do you know ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha? And it was negay the mishnah that we just learned. Ein nasim nashim b'moyed, like besulois, like almanois, like miyabmin. And the reason is, the first of the four reasons the Gemara gave, the halacha, the ma'isa reason that the Gemara gave, it's lefisha ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. So the Gemara says, mechatesi, who said you can't be ma'arv simcha b'simcha? It's a yontif. I have to be b'simcha with the yontif. So in addition to being b'simcha in the yontif, I'll be b'simcha with something else. I'll get married. I'll also have the simcha of marriage. So the Gemara says, we learn it from Shlomo HaMelech. Because Shlomo HaMelech is the one who built the first Beis HaMikdash. And really, he finished building the first Beis HaMikdash in Chodesh Cheshvan. And at that time, he could have made the Chanukah Sabayis. But it was pushed off to Chodesh Tishrei. Okay, so now he had to pick a date on the calendar for Chodesh Tishrei. When did he do it? He started it on Ches Tishrei. Now, it was a 7-day celebration, and it went Ches, Tes, Yud, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, and Yud Aleph. And then afterwards, it was followed by a subsequent 7 days of Simcha, and that was the 7 days of Yom Tov. So it says the Gemara, if he was pushing it off already to Chodesh Tishrei, why didn't you just push it off to Sukkot? Why was it 7 days before Sukkot? Why do you have to have 14 days of Yom Tov? It would have made more sense to just coincide. It's a time of Simcha anyways. So let's be Marba and be Moisef in the Simcha. You know what the Teretz is? The Fisha ain't Marba and Simcha b'Simcha. Because on Yontif, you're supposed to be b'Simcha, but b'Simcha's HaRegel. Not b'Simcha's Chanukah Sabayis. So just like Shloima HaMelech didn't want to be Ma'ariv, the Simcha of Chanukah Sabayis with Simcha's Yontif, we have a halacha l'dayris of ein nasim nashim emoid. That's why you'll never be invited to a wedding on Chol HaMoed. Why? L'fi She'ein Ma'arvin Simcha b'Simcha. Now once the Gemara brought this whole episode of Shloima HaMelech, who celebrated 7 days of Chanukah Sabayis leading up to Sukkot, so the Gemara digressed a little bit. And the Gemara says, Amra Parnuch, Amra B'Yoichanan. Ois Hashanah, that year, Lo Yasu Yisrael Es Yom HaKippurim. The Yidden, they didn't observe Yom Kippur. V'ayu Doyagim V'Oimrim, they were very worried. They were afraid, Shema Neschaivu Sanem Shal Yisrael Klaya. Maybe they were Chayv Misa. 7 days Yontif meant 7 days of Yontif. 7 days of Ein Simcha Ella B'Basin. One of those 7 days was Yom Kippur. If one of those 7 days was Yom Kippur, so what emerges is that they violated Yom Kippur. So says Rabbi Yochanan, the truth is, they were very, very worried. Now, the Gemara explained that really they had a cheshbon for what they did. The cheshbon that they had was, also Kal V'Chaymer, they made a Kal V'Chaymer. They said, Madach, the Karbonos of the Nesiyim was Doicha Shabbos during the Chanukah Samishkan, Kal V'Chaymer, the celebration of the Chanukah space HaMikdash should be able to be Doicha Yom Kippur. But at the end of the day, they were still a little bit afraid. They were still a little bit insecure. Because although it's true that you find the Karbonos with Doicha Shabbos by the Chanukah HaMishkan, but the Karbonos were Letzorech Gavaya. What they did wasn't just Letzorech Gavaya. They were eating, they were drinking. This was Letzorech Atzman. So they weren't sure. So what happened? Said Rabbi Yochanan, Yatzus Abaskol. Abaskol came out for Amr Lem and told him, Kulchem Mizumanim L'chaye Ha'olam Abba. You have nothing to worry about. You're all Mizumin L'chaye Ha'olam Abba. As if to say, you got it right. This Kal V'Chaymer was a proper Kal V'Chaymer. And as a result, this is not something that you have to worry about. Many years ago, Rabbi Gartenhaus shared with me a beautiful Narim Makim on this Gemara. He actually said this Berabim when he made a Sim Hashas several years ago. It's a vart from the Rogit Shavagayin. It's a Dover Nifla. It's a Chiddush Otzum. It's very, very much Negeya, this Gemara right here. So just by way of background, this vart from the Rogit Shavagayin is actually not printed in any of the original Svarim from the Tzafnes Panech. The newer Svarim, it's already printed in. But the Makar to this vart from the Rogat Shavagayin actually comes from the letters that were printed from Rav Kook. So Rav Kook, B'Shaita, had received letters from many, many different Gedolim. And at some point, someone put these letters together and they were printed as a sefer. One of the letters that Rav Kook had received was from a Yid, Hagoyin Rav Avram Diamant. He had sent a letter to Rav Kook, and in the letter, he told him that he once had an exchange in learning with the Tzafnes Panech, with the Rogat Shavagayin, and he told him over what the Rogat Shavagayin told him. But it needs a tiny bit of an introduction. The Gemara in Masechtas Yuma, Daf Pei Aleph Amud Aleph. So the Gemara over there is discussing the halachas on Yom Kippur. Specifically, on Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to do malacha, like you're not allowed to do malacha on Shabbos and Yontif. Additionally, Yom Kippur is very, very unique, and that Yom Kippur, there's also a halacha that you have to fast. V'nisim es nafshu yiseichem. You have five v'inuyim, achil and shtir day raisa, the other ones, according to most Rishonim ad-Rabbanon. But there's two inyanim that you have very manifest on Yom Kippur. Number one, it's Shabbos, and as a result, it's a nisim malacha. And number two, there's also a halacha of v'inisim es nafshei seichem. And the Gemara over there brings a whole bunch of braises where the Gemara is trying to learn halachas of inui from isim halacha and isim halacha from inui. And the Gemara goes back and forth and the Gemara is trying to figure out which is more chamer. Is malacha more chamer? Is inui more chamer? So just one excerpt from a dense Gemara, an intense Gemara, here in Yuma, Pei Aleph Amud Aleph. The Gemara says like this, Mali inui shaloi hutem mechlaloi. The Gemara is trying to learn inui from malacha, or malacha from inui. Says the Gemara, they're not the same. There's a chumrah that inui has over malacha. Inui is loy hutam mechlaloy. There's no mitzias, there's no time where you can ever violate the laws of inui on Yom Kippur. As opposed to malacha, Issa Malacha, that's something that sometimes you can violate in Yom Kippur. When can you violate Issa Malacha on Yom Kippur? Karbanos. All the Karbanos that were brought very often involved Issa Malacha. And still there were Karbanos brought on Yom Kippur. So the Issa Malacha, even though it applies, of course, on Yom Kippur, but at the same time, it's Huta Michlali. There are times that there is no Issa Malacha, as opposed to Inui, which is Loi Huta Michlali. So the Ragachava Goyin, Bekitzer L'Shoinoi Hazav, of course, right? Every time you learn a Ragachava, it's literally you're trying to unsolve a riddle and a mystery and an enigma. It's very, very difficult to try to unravel and figure out exactly what the Ragachava meant. But the Ragachava Goyin, Bekitzer L'Shoinoi Hazav, said, I don't understand this Gemara. The Gemara says, Mali Inui Shalai Huta Michlali. Inui was with the Mechlaloi. It's a Gemara. My cotton daft has an aleph. The Gemara says that Peshas the Chanukah Sabayis, the Yidden ate and drank on Yom Kippur. So you say Meres, it was Hutta Mechlaloi. And they had a Cheshbin. They had a Kalvachimer. What was the Kalvachimer? The Kalvachimer is that they went and they said Maduch by the Chanukah Sabayis, Kalvachimer by the Chanukah Sabayis. So with a Cheshbin and with a Kalvachimer, they went and they violated Yom Kippur. And we know they were right, because the Baskel came out and said, Kulchem Mizumanim L'chayu Eilam Abba. They were worried about it, but at the end of the day, the Baskel told them, you're right, you're going to Eilam Abba. So you see clearly that you're allowed to violate Yom Kippur. So Vazach the Gemara is like, Hutta Mechlaloi, it is Hutta Mechlaloi. Melachos Hutta Mechlaloi, you can do Melachos Shabbos. This is Eichet Hutta Mechlaloi. Wizard Hutta Mechlaloi, Chanukah Sabayis. Now, what are you going to tell me? You're going to tell me, oh, this is called Hutta Mechlaloi, one time in history. Every Yom Kippur, they used to be Mechal Yom Kippur. But this is only one time. Does that matter? Who cares if it's only one time? It's only one time because punkt, it only happened one time. But any single time there would be a Chanukah Sabayis on Yom Kippur, it would be mutter to be Mechalo. So at the end of the day, you see, it's mutter to be Mechalo. So, Oibazoi, Lechaira, it's Hutta Mechlali, just like Issa Malach is Hutta Mechlali. So the Ragachava Goyin said that you see from this Gemara, he had a tremendous Kayach HaChidish, did the Ragachava. He said, you know what you see from this Gemara? You see from this Gemara that really, the Yidden were wrong for what they did. They were wrong. They had no right to be Mechal Yom Kippur. And it's a Mefurish Gemara. The Gemara says that it was Huta Mechlaloi, that it's Loi Huta Mechlaloi. And if it's Loi Huta Mechlaloi, it must be that really they had no right to do this. And says the Ragachava, the Emes says, I think it's a Mefurish Safri. It's a Safra in Teiras Koyanim and Parshas Achrimais. The Pasuk is talking about Yom Kippur. It says, V'hoysel Lachem, and we darshan V'loi Lacherim. L'chukas Oilam. You know what that means? L'chukas Oilam? L'beis Oilamim. L'chukas Oilam? L'beis Oilam. Now, Pasha, you read this Teiras Koyanim. It sounds like what the Teiras Koyanim is saying is that the laws of Yom Kippur apply not only in the Mishkan, but even in Beis Oilamim. It applies even in the Beis HaMikdash. Fake the Ragachav, it's a Pella. Why would you think that the laws of Yom Kippur don't apply in the Beis HaMikdash? Where do you ever find anywhere that there's halach in Kachim that I need a pasuk l'chuk asoylam, the Beis HaLamim, that it's not only a gay the Mishkan, it's also going to be a gay the Beis HaMikdash? Whoever had a hamamina ben benoy shalav amina to say such a thing? So Frank the Ragachov, it's a medrash plia. It's a teres kayanim. V'hoysolachem v'loy lacherim. L'chuk asoylam, the Beis HaLamim. So the Ragachov, you know what the medrash is saying? You know what teres kayanim is saying? The teres kayanim is coming l'hoytzi miliban shel the Yidden in my conduct test. It's coming lahaitzim leaving from the Yidden in Malachim Aleph of Perek Ches. It's coming to say that there's no such thing as violating Yom Kippur. And even if it's going to be a shayla of Beis Olamim, it's going to be a shayla Beis HaMikdash, where there would be a havamina, maybe you could be doichet. You know why? You'll make a kalvachaymer. Ma'adach the Nesim was a karbin yachid. And they were handling in the Mishkan, which wasn't Kedushas Olamim. And it was Shabbos. They did it. It's a kalvachaymer now, where you're handling a karbin tzibur, and you're handling only Yom Kippur, and you're handling over here the karbonis of this. So you would have thought maybe over here you could do it. Kamash malam, v'hoysa lechem loy lacherim, l'chukas olam, l'beis olam, that when it comes to the Beis HaMikdash, not in the Beis HaMikdash, rather the Zum Kippur in the Beis HaMikdash, who would think not? The Chanukah Beis HaLamim, that's what it's coming to say. And like the Gemara says in Yuma, Pei Aleph Amid Aleph, the Ma Le'inoy Shaloi Hutem Michlale. So said the Ragachava, so he says, if it comes out from the Gemara in Yuma, Pei Aleph, and really it's a Teiras Koyanim and Parshas Achrei Mois, Perig Zayin Aleph, that it's mavur that really Yidden were wrong. They had no right to eat. And even though they made a kavachaymer, the kavachaymer wasn't a good kavachaymer. So what was the basko? Yotz a basko that came out and said, Kulcha mizumanum l'chayu oilam abba. So for this, you have to be the Ragachava. Said the Ragachava, you know what the pshat is? The Ragachava Goyin said that the pshat is because the Yidden, on the seventh day of the Chanuk of Sukkot, which was the day, the last day of the 14 days of Yontif, the Yidden went ahead and they brought a carbon. You know which carbon they brought? They brought a carbon tzibur. They brought the par helim davar shel tzibur. Now, what's the par helim davar shel tzibur? This is Hayrius 101. Mesachtes Hayrius talks about if Rav of Klal Yisrael does an aveira, and the reason they did the aveira was they were shoygigim. And it wasn't just a shoygig that they forgot it's Shabbos today, or they forgot that they're eating chaylev, or that there's an issa chaylev. It was based on a hayru bezdin. It was a ras bezdin. Bezdin paskin one way. They went thinking that that's the right thing to do. They followed what bezdin said, and they go ahead, and it turns out they made a mistake. So the halacha is you have to bring a carbon tzibur. It's what's known as the par helim davar shel tzibur. So the Ragach of a Goyin said, I think that the Yidden brought a par helim davar shel tzibur. And because they brought the par helim davar shel tzibur, so it's for that reason, Yatza Baskov Amr Kulchem Ezumarim L'chay Yoylem Haba, because what they were being told was, is not that they never made a mistake. They did make a mistake. It's a Gemara in Yuma Pei Aleph Amin Aleph. Ma'ali Inu Shekein Loyut Amichlaloy. And it's a Teres Kayanim L'chukas Oylem the base Oylemim. They weren't being told they didn't make a mistake. What they were being told was that they were forgiven, that they got kapara. That's what they were being told. So says the Ragachov, with this you can understand the Gemara. And this is epic. A Gemara Masechtas Hayrius Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara over there is discussing the halach of Hayru Bezin. That's a big machlokes tanam Hayrius, even though it's the smallest Masecht in Shas. It's in the conversation with the hardest Masecht in Shas. Not such an easy limud. But the Gemara over there is discussing different shitas in the Tanaim in terms of what exactly Hayru Bezin means, or what it means that Roiv of Klai, it means Roiv of Klai Yisrael, Roiv of each Shevet, Roiv of the Shvatim. That's the nidin in the Gemara. Amar Rav Asi. When it comes to these laws of Hayra, you know what you look at? Roiv Yoshvei Eretz Yisrael. The people in Chutz La'aretz don't count. You know what counts? Roiv Yoshvei Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara says, Rav Ami said, how do I know that? Mechtesa. Shenemar. I know from a pasuk. You know what this pasuk is? It's in Melachim Aleph. It's Perik Ches. It's pasuk Samachay. This pasuk is going to sound awfully familiar. Vayash loyim be'isa hi esachag. V'chol Yisrael imoy. Kol gadol. Milavoy chamos adnachal mitzrayim lefnei Hashem alikeinu shivas yomim v'shivas yomim. Arbaas n'yoyim. Mechti. So the Gemara says, v'chashteinish. K'siv v'chol Yisrael imoy kol gadol. It says, glanz kol Yisrael was there. Milavoy chamos adnachal mitzrayim lamali. Why does it have to say that they went from Milavoy chamos until nachal mitzrayim? Shema mino. You know what the pasuk is coming to tell me? Hanu the Ikri Kol. Because these Yidden were the only Yidden that mattered when it came to determine what the definition of Kol is. Aval Hanach, any Yid that's living in Chutz La'aretz, La Ikri Kol is not considered Kol. Now, Pashut, the way every single person in history ever learned this Gemara, how do you understand the Gemara? The Gemara is just bringing a Drasha. That's all it is. We're trying to figure out what the definition of Kahal is. When we talk about Parel and Davish al Tzibur, we're talking about the Kahal. So, what's the definition of Kahal? Zakravasi Aver Mocker, Avishtikul Teira, because it says, Mulavoy Chamas Anachem Etzraim, and then it says Kol Gadol, it's repetitive. It must be the definition of Kol Gadol is Melavoy Chamos Ad Nachal Mitzrayim Lefnei Hashem. That's the point, and that's why we're trying to say this. Abba said the Ragash of a Goyin that Lefi Zeh Lefi Hanal Yesh Loim. That the Gemara is saying much more than that. You know what the Gemara is saying? The Gemara is not just bringing a makar to the definition of Kohol, but rather what the Gemara is saying is that that Dar actually brought a Par Helim Davar Shel Tzibur. That's what they did. How were they able to bring a Par Helim Davar Shel Tzibur? They were Yidden outside of Eretz Yisrael. Mechatesi. This was Gantz Klal Yisrael. The Teretz is, the Pasuk says it was Kal Godom, Melavoy Chamos, Anachal Mitzrayim, Lefnei Hashem Elokeinu. And if this was the Kahal that was necessary and was requisite in order to bring a Parallel Mdavish Al Tzibur, Dosi the Shulchan Aruch from the Parallel Mdavish Al Tzibur. So what's the Parallel Mdavish Al Tzibur? It's Kal Godom, which is Melavoy Chamos, Anachal Mitzrayim. It's Amir Avasi, by Ro Halach Acher Roiv, Yoshua Eretz Yisrael. So the Rosh Hashanah said it's not punk that that's what happened. That's not punk the Makar to the Halach of Parallel Mdavish Al Tzibur. The reason this is the Gemara that teaches us Parallel Mdavish because they brought a parallel of Davish Al Tzibur. That's exactly what happened. To eat on Yom Kippur is a chayvik krisos. If someone eats on Yom Kippur b'shoigig, he has to bring a carbon chatos. If Roiv of Klal Yisrael would eat on Yom Kippur b'shoigig because of Eiraz Bezdin, they would have to bring a parallel of Davish Al Tzibur. That's exactly what happened in the times of Shlomo HaMelech. And when the Baskel came out and said, Kulchem Mizumanim L'chay Olam Haba, the Baskel wasn't saying you got it right. The Baskel was saying that even though you got it wrong, but the Par Helim Davar Shel Tzibur was accepted. It wasn't a Baskel, you nailed the Kal V'chaymer. It was, even though it was wrong, and even though Rav of Klal Yisrael were over Yom Kippur, but Afal Pikein, you're going to get Kapara. So then the Ragachov was Messiah with a classic punchline. He said, when did this happen? This was the last day. The last day, the 14th day of from the beginning of the Chanukah Sabbath, which is the seventh day of Sukkot. The seventh day of Sukkot is which day? It's Hoshana Rabbah. So the Rav Chavah said that we know that Hoshana Rabbah isn't just a regular day. And the MS is in Torah HaNigla, it's not so clear why Hoshana Rabbah is so different than any other day. So the Zohar HaKadosh is maflik about the Inyonei HaKapara of Hoshana Rabbah. But the truth is, in the Nigla itself, there's no real makar to Hoshana Rabbah. B'chag nidoinim ala mayim, and the Ikr Din is the Chitum Adin, and that's why the Poiskim say in Shulchan Aruch, that's why we make a big deal about Hoshana Rabbah al pi Nigla. But really, it's very, very schwer. What really happened on Hoshana Rabbah? So the Rav Chavah going and said, you want to know what happened on Hoshana Rabbah? You want the Makar to Hoshana Rabbah? Because on Hoshana Rabbah, there was a baskol that came down from heaven. And the baskol said, Kulchem izumanim l'chayi olam haba. And not because you got it right, but because you got kapara. And there was slichu mechila v'kapara that came down from Shemayim on that day. This is a makar that Hoshana Rabbah is a yom slicha mechila v'kapara, because that was the day the Yidden brought the parhalim davar shel tzibur. That was the day that the Yidden got kapara, and it's for that reason said the Rav Chavah, we have a makar to Hoshana Rabbah. So we're just gonna cut this raid a little bit short and just be mesayim with one raid bite that's not really related to today's daf, but it's important and me'inyan le'inyan. The second Siyam HaShas in history was held on Chof Ches Sivan in the year Tofresh Tzadik Ches. It was June 27th, 1938. Now, there were small Siyumen that were being held in different parts of the world, several even in the United States of America, but the primary Siyam was held in Lublin, Poland. And the site of the Siyam was Yeshivas Chachmei Lublin. Now, this was at the time that Rameh Shapiro was not alive anymore, but the yeshiva was still functioning. The yeshiva at the time was the Heilige Kozhaglov Gaon, Rabbi Aryeh Tzvi Frommer, Hashem Yimkom Damoy, and he was the one that presided over the Siyam. It's estimated that there were close to 20,000 people that attended this Siyam. This is 1938. This is approximately a year before the Holocaust. And amongst them, all the Chashuvim and all the Rebbes and the Rosh Yeshivas of Poland, everybody was in attendance. So the Kozhaglov Gaon got up to speak. And when he spoke, he made a Siyam. But the Siyam that he made wasn't a Siyam Hashas. The Siyam that he made was a Siyam on Mishneh Yoimi. Now, there was a little bit of history. The history was that Rameh Shapiro, of course, in the early 1920s, the Lubliner Rav, he was the one that had the idea of learning Daf Yoimi, and it immediately garnered the support of the Chafetz Chaim and the Imre Emes and all the Greiser Rebbes and all the big tzaddikim of that generation, and was introduced by the Knesiyah HaGedoyla that we were zeichet to see footage of not so long ago. And it was at that event that Rameh Shapiro, he rolled out. That's when he introduced the concept of Daf Yoimi. The Kozhaglov Gaon was very close to Rameh Shapiro, and he felt that maybe in addition to learning Daf Yoimi, Yidden should also learn Mishneh Yoimi. And there were a few reasons he held that. Number one, he felt that not everybody was shaykh to learning Daf Yoimi. And really, the whole concept of Daf Yoimi was Talmud Torah Derabim, that Klal Yisrael together should learn Torah. And he felt strongly that at the end of the day, Daf Yoimi is meridik, but if someone can't learn a black Gemara, and he certainly can't learn a black Gemara a day, so it's going to be very hard for him to be a part of this Talmud Torah Derabim. So what he felt was, is that if we would institute Mishneh Yoimi, in addition to Daf Yoimi, what it would do is it would allow people that are maybe not up to learning Daf Yoimi, or maybe it's too much for whatever reason, they were working hard, whatever the cheshbon might be, but like this, they'll be able to learn Mishneh Yoimi, and by learning Mishneh Yoimi, they'll have a part, they'll have a chelik in the Talmud Torah Derabim. That was one cheshbon he had. Another cheshbon that the Kozhaglov Gaon had was Shas. The word Shas, what does it mean? What does Shas mean? Shas is Rosh HaTevah Shin Samach. It stands for Shisha Storim. And he felt that really Shas is not just made up of the Masechtas that have Gemara, but really Shas is made up of Shisha Sidra Mishnah. So you have Zroim, and you have Moed, and you have Noshim, and Ezekim, Kachim, and Tyrus. And Zroim means Brochus, and Peya, and Demaya, means all the Masechtas in Zroim, and that's what Tyrus means. Now the truth is, we have one Masechta in Zroim that's in the Daf HaYoimi, which is Brachas. We have one Masechta in Tyrus that's in Daf Yoimi, that's neither, but Ruba, the Ruba, the Ruba of Zeram is not included, and Ruba, the Ruba, the Ruba of Tyrus is also not included. And the Kodesh Glover Goyen felt that if the idea is to learn Shas, that's what we're doing. We're making a quote-unquote Siyum HaShas. So doesn't Shas mean six Darim? So that was something he felt very strongly about. Now, the truth is, Kodesh Glover Goyen wrote a tshuva on this. He wrote a tshuva. Could you make a Siyum HaShas if you don't finish Mishnayos? He comes out on the tshuva that you can. But he still felt that L'katchilo, the right thing to do, would be to learn Mishnah Yayimi. But he had a third cheshbon. A cheshbon that he repeated throughout his lifetime. And that is, the Gemara says, in Mesechtes Bava Basra Daf Chesamar Aleph. It's a pasuk in Hosea. The Novi Hosea said, Gam ki yitnu bagoyim, ato akapzeim. If the Jews are going to be amongst the goyim, ato akapzeim. Not only is there going to be a kibbutz goliath, not only does Hashem say, I'm going to come and I'm going to gather them and I'm going to redeem them, but ato, achshav, I'm going to do it right now. I'm going to do it without delay. Amar Ula. So Ula said, Bava Basra Chesam Aralef Perak HaShutfin. He said, Pasuk Zeb Lashon Arabis Nemar. Even though the word Gam Kin Yitnu is in Lashon Kodesh, but really, it's meant to be translated in Aramish as well, in Aramaic. What does Yitnu mean in Aramaic? It's Yisnu, or Yishnu, to learn Torah. So Ula said, you know what the Pasuk is saying? Itanu Kulu. If Gans Klal Yisrael is going to learn, Ato HaKapzeim. I'm going to redeem you right now. And the Kodesh Glover Goyen said, what does it mean, Itanu Kulu? So he brought Rayas. That what it means is, if Gans Klal Yisrael, every Jew, or every Jew is going to learn. And not only are they going to learn, but they're going to learn everything. So Itanu Kulu, if every Yid is going to learn everything, Ato HaKapzeim, right now I'm going to bring the Gula. And the Kodesh Glover Goyen felt, looking at the writing of the world and everything that was going on at that time with the Nazis starting Yimach Shemam V'Zichron, right, starting to take power, and it was clear that not such good times lie ahead for the Yidden. And they felt that it was a zman maybe of Roy L'Gula. So he said, if we can follow what Ula said in Perek HaShutfin and Bava Basra Daf Chesam Aleph, which is Gam Ki Yisnu Bagoyim Ata HaKapzeim, that if you're going to learn Torah, Itanu Kula Ata HaKapzeim, so he felt that would be a tremendously mitzchus, and hopefully in that tzchus would be Zoycha to the Geula, and it would be Ata HaKapzeim, and the Geula would come right now. So the Kodesh Glover Goyen felt that in addition to all the schoolers related to learning Mishnayos, Oseus, Neshama, etc., etc., but he felt learning Mishnah Yoyimi was such a good opportunity. Number one, it can involve everybody. You add to the demographic of Talmud Torah, the Rabbim, so that there'll be even people that for whatever reason are not learning Daf Yoyimi, the Chachuk, the Levashaych, the Talmud Torah, the Rabbim, by learning that. He said, not just that, it's a Hashlam on what you're learning. You're learning Shas, so why miss out on Zram and Tyrus? It's two out of the four Siddharim. There's so many Gemaras that involve Zram, there's so many Gemaras that involve Tyrus. It's definitely part of the Shlemos and the Hashlam. It's Pashit. So he felt based on that. And isn't that what Shas is Rosh HaTevis? It's Rosh HaTevis, Shisha Starim. And he said, besides, there's a Gemara Bava Basra, Daf Ches, where the Gemara says that Itanu Kulam Ato HaKapzeim, and the way he understood the Gemara, that if we're going to learn everything, or at least make a Hishtadlis to learn everything, and to learn the Shisha Sidre Mishnah, which is the basis, it is the basis, it's the foundation of Torah Shabbat Peh, that's something that's a tremendous chos, that's something that can bring the Geula. I spoke today to Rav David Avram Mandelbaum Shlita. He's the author of Daf Al Daf and a lot of the Polish Svarim, the Pardes Yosef HaChadosh, and all the Svarim from the Kli Chemda and from Ramea Shapiro and from the Avni Nezer. He's the one that's put all these Svarim out. And he's also put out the Svarim of the Kodesh Glover Goyen. So I spoke to him a little bit about the Kodesh Glover Goyen in general, and specifically as it relates to Mishnah Yoyimi. So he told me that he heard his father was a Talmud Ramea Shapiro, and he heard this from all the Talmidim, and he was a Talmud of the Kodesh Glover Goyen as well, from all the Talmidim, that the Kodesh Glover Goyen always said that I was matziya this many times to the Lublina Rav Ramea Shapiro, and he was masking 100% that this is the thing to do. Wasn't b'diyeved, he didn't machir avek, he didn't say nu, he felt that it was a katchila. He said this was something that he felt 100%. And Rav David Mandelbaum was telling me that he always felt that Ramea Shapiro, like when you think, I mean, we learned Daf Yoyimi, this is what we do for a living. So when you think of Ramea Shapiro, and Ramea Shapiro, he said it was an neshama that was brought down into this world, literally, to make a contribution to Yidden, something that we'll be able to take with us literally to greet Mashiach. I mean, that's Pashat. Daf Yoyimi is going to take us at Bias Gayel Tzedek, B'mheir B'yameinu Amen. And this is literally such an integral part of the Talmud Torah of so many Yidden every single day. And this is a neshama that was brought down with Azaha Ara and Ashpan Kedusha to be able to literally give the Yid what he needs to walk him into greeting Mashiach, and the Kozhik Lava Goyin, who was right there with Rameh Shapiro, who took over the Heilige Yeshiva for the last 6 years of its existence, and he was telling me stories of who the Kozhik Lava Goyin was, a tzaddik mamish, like, it's mind-boggling, the haflogis of what a tzaddik, the Hashem Yimkom Dome, he was killed, his children were killed, his Einikluch were killed, every single person in his family was killed during the Holocaust, literally not one person from his mishpacha survived the war, and it's a pella. But either way, this was something that he felt beruach kache, and he said what 1,000% had to support the Rameh Shapiro. He says l'maaser Rameh Shapiro said it didn't have the same siyata d'shmaya. It didn't take off on the same way. Incidentally, he told me that at that siyam Mishnah Yomi there were thousands of mesayimim. There were thousands of Messiahmen. And it almost feels like, had the Holocaust not happened, then maybe it would have picked up steam. But then eventually, right, then the third Siyam HaShas happened in 1945. It was a very different world at that time. But either way, so Lamaisa, somewhere along the way, it weakened up a little bit. But this was the story of the Kozhik Lava Goyin. So I'll just end with something very interesting, and that is that in the Hakdama to the Shailos HaTshuvas Eretz Tzvi, that's the Kozhik Lava Goyin's Tshuva Sefer. So in the Hakdama, there's a Psicha. And the Psicha is the drasha, the actual drasha that the Kozhik Lava Goyin gave at the second Siyam HaShas. Chav Ches Sivan, Tav Resh Tzadik Ches, June 27th, 1938, in the presence of 20,000 Jews crammed, literally at the site of Yeshiva's Chachmei Lublin, about a year or so before Hitler invaded Poland. Incredible. So at that time, he gets up, he gives a drasha. And the first thing he said is that he wants to pitch Mishnah Yoimi, and he spoke about it, Talmud Torah Derabim, Itanu Kula Atakabtzim, and things that he would repeat several times in his drashas. And these were things that he spoke about at that drasha. And then he said like this. He said that, you know, I feel today like a Baal Simcha. That's what he said. He knew that he was the one who started Mishnah Yoimi. And there was a simcha where thousands of Jews just finished Mishnah Yoimi. And he said, I felt like a Baal Simcha. So he says, Yodua, the tzaddikim say, the Baal Simcha yesh loy koyach levarich. This is an exact transcript. Baal Simcha yesh loy koyach levarich. Ubekoychi zeh hinani levarich. So I want to use the koyach I have, out Baal Simcha, and I want to give everybody a bracha. So he says that everybody that's here, that coming to celebrate a siyam on daf yoimi, uloloim de Mishnah Yoimi is befrat. And he said, befrat, I'm talking to the people that are learning Mishnah. They should be zoichet to have Yeshua, and they should be zoichet to baruch asher yakim v'satayra azoist, and they should get all the brachas and the brichas kainim, etc., etc. And then he said a davar nifla. He said that if you look in Sim Shalom, that Sim Shalom, one of the brachas of Shmoy Nasri that we say three times a day, since Sim Shalom, we mentioned seven brachas. We mentioned Chayim, Shalom, Chachma, Oisher, Chayin, Zera, and Memshalom. These are the seven things that we mentioned. So he brings that the Chida's grandfather, the Chesed Avram, who is a very, very famous Mekubal. So the Chesed Avram, the Chida's Zayda, said that these seven brachas are also merumas and birchas kayanim. And he said these seven brachas are all the brachas. If a person gets gebenched with Chayim, Shalom, Chachma, Oisha, Chayim, Zerem, and Shal, there's no other bracha in the world to get. This is Kaylea, all seven brachas. So he said, Ayois, I feel today I have a tremendous kayach to give brachas. So he says, I want to give brachas. And the brachas I'm going to give are the brachas of Sim Shalim, which are the brachas of Birchas Kayanim, which the Chesed Avram, the Chida's grandfather, said are the brachas that are koilal all the other brachas. So he went on, and this was his drasha. He went on and he gave 10 pages, literally, of drasha related to the seven brachas. And he went through each one individually. He says he's starting with Oisha, because right now there's such a nias in the world, and it's so terrible, and it's so gefährlich, and therefore he's saying that this is the way I'm starting. But he went through literally each bracha individually, and that was the drasha. So if someone was zoichet to hear the drasha, he heard a drasha from the Grace of Goyin, the Lublin Rosh Yeshiva, and the drasha was going through the seven brachas that a person can be a bench with, and he's going through each one individually. And then he ended like this. My tefillah is that we should be zoicha to the seven brachas. Chayim, Shalom, Chachma, Oisha, Chayim, Zerem, Memshala. L'chol tamchin d'ayraisa b'chlal, to all the people that learn Torah b'chlal, u'loloim de Mishnah Yoimi b'frat, and b'frat to the people that are learning Mishnah Yoimi. Machmas, Shoisin, Zayim, Brachas, Koilin, Kol HaToivis v'Yeshuas. Because in those seven brachas, you have all the Toivis and the Yeshuas. K'mei shekasev b'sefer chesed l'avram azuloi. She'im ba'olam oid brachas ulas elu. There's no other bracha. V'ayidei limud kol ha-mishnayis. She'ayv and when a person learns Mishnayis, which covers the entire Torah Shabbal Peh, Zoichin L'chol HaYeshuas. Ka'amar B'Pesach Tvareinu, he's going to be Zoicha to all these things. Amen Ken Yehi Ratzon. If you go through all the brachas that he gave, so by the brach of Oisher, he says like this. He was talking about how really he believes everyone there merited to have the bracha of Oisha. So he stops and he says that I want all the tzaddikim here and all the gedolim to be maskim to me. And this is what they write in the drasha. Vayanu kala'am. So again, this is 20,000 people. It's 1938. He's starting with Oisha because he said people pasha didn't have bread to put in their mouths. People were starving to death, literally. This is Nazi Germany is literally around the corner. And there's a siyam of Dafyoimi, and there's a siyam of Mishnayoimi, and there's this incredible event at the most choshevi yeshiva in Poland. So he says, I'm giving you a bracha of Oisha, and I feel today I have a koyach to give you a bracha. So he says, everybody, I want you to engage. So you write that. This is what they write. Vayanu kala'am va'amru. Amen, Ken Yiratzen. He says 20,000 people bellowed out an amen to this bracha from the Heilige Kosher Glover guy. But either way, Mishnah Yoimi is starting Masechtas Peah on Shabbos. And Peah is really where the Hashlama to Dafna Yoimi begins. Brachas, we learned together not so long ago. But really, Peah is where it begins. And we're going to learn Seyed Zerama Metz Hashem for the next 8-9 or so months. It's ganz geschmack. I had my hesitations as well, but it's actually extremely, extremely geschmack. I've been completely won over, in case you haven't noticed. And looking forward to Metz Hashem to learn Mishnah Yoimi. And we should talk to be zoicha to the brachas of the Kosher Glover Goyen. We should be zoicha. That's the source of Doivavais Bekever as we're going through this drasha that he gave in 1938. And we should be zoicha to hear his lips uttering the beautiful bracha that the Yidden that take upon learning Dafa Yoimi. And Kala Moisef, Moisef and Loi with Mishnah Yoimi, we should be Zoicha to the Bracha of Chaim and Shalom and Chachma, Oysher, Chain, Zerem, Amshala, and like the Azuloi, like the Chidah Zayd that the Chesed Avram said that if a person Zoicha to those seven brachas, there's no other bracha to even get. It's Koyal everything. Amen, Ken Yehi Ratzen.